Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, September 11, 1920, a letter was published in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter detailing concerns about the severe overcrowding of the Central Almshouse. During the early 20th century, almshouses were public institutions that provided housing and health care for paupers. According to the newspaper report on the proceedings at a meeting of the Vestry of St. Michael, a letter from the clerk of the Poor Law Guardian was laid. The letter presented the remarks of the overseer of the Central Almshouse on the overcrowded condition of that institution. In his remarks, the overseer pointed out that overcrowding continued to worsen annually, yet no effort was being made to find and apply a remedy. The Central Almshouse was designed and erected to accommodate no more than 500 inmates, but on August 12, the day of the overseer's comments, 545 inmates were recorded to be housed at the institution. The overseer complained, quote, "It is a great strain on the supervision and the staff to keep the institution up to mark and the wards free from vermin in the overcrowded condition," unquote. The clerk of the Poor Law Guardian also complained that on September 9th, when the vestry met, the number in residence had grown to 582. And the clerk sought to support the complaint and protest of the overseer by urging the vestry and board of guardian to find and apply a sufficient solution. According to the report, it was believed that the overcrowding was due to the migration of paupers from rural parishes into St. Michael, where after 3 years of residence, they were entitled to a domicile. In view of this fact, it was suggested that legislation be enacted to increase the period of settlement or domicile to 10 years, with the letter stating that such was the right and proper solution to the problem. It added, quote, "The short period necessary for acquiring a settlement, together with the readiness with which the claim of right to a settlement is entertained, renders the parish liable to be burdened with the paupers of the rural parishes. To meet and remedy this state of affairs, the period qualifying for the settlement in the parish will have to be extended. We, of course, quite recognize that legislation will involve the lapse of time and that something will have to be done in the meantime to relieve the existing pressure," unquote. The severe overcrowding of the Central Almshouse and the strain it caused on staff, provisions, and proper supervision of the institution, as well as the general burden on the parish of St. Michael, was the focus in a letter that was carried in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter on this day, September 11th, 1920.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.